And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking with Mercer County High School trumpet player Dylan Marr as the first Mercer County High School Spotlight shines on the marching band season getting underway this week for Mercer County. Of course, the Golden Eagles host Sherrard in high school football Friday night. First marching band performance of the season for the Mercer County band that night as well. So Dylan Marr, I ask, is the marching band season a part of the school year you look forward to playing trumpet?
I enjoy it. I know most people at the high school level, definitely marching band is their least favorite, but I'm one of the odd few where I think marching band is my favorite one.
So I think when you talk about like marching band, it's kind of an interesting preparation period because, you know, you're kind of doing different things from week to week. And I know, I think there's four home football games this year for Mercer County. So can you speak to what the preparation is like for, you know, your pregame stuff and then your halftime performance too, basically from week to week, like in class?
So it all started over the summer. He had us do a band camp where we all just got together for a few hours in the evening because that's the only time the two bands get to rehearse together. The next time you'll see the bands together on the field is at the football games. So we do a lot of practice with two separate bands, just kind of like day by day in class. And we just kind of go out and practice our drill that we do for the pregame and the halftime show.
Well, I'm sure it's different when you talk about like marching band in terms of like performing at a football game as opposed to like marching in a parade, right? They're kind of different performances. So I know those both are kind of put under the same marching band umbrella, but can you talk a little bit about kind of the difference between, you know, the football performance as opposed to marching in a parade?
Yeah, I think the football performances are actually a lot easier because you're, at least at the high school level, we don't really move as much as normal marching bands, but we still get the point across and it still looks flashy. But when you do your parade marching, you're just walking in straight lines, maybe some turns in the road, and it's just more constant marching that you would normally see.
And I think, like, in terms of playing at football games, I think, like, marching bands add so much to the atmosphere of, you know, both high school and collegiate football games, too, where I really like the vibe at high school football games because of that, where if you look at just, like, the student body, right, there's so much participation around those games, whether it's kids, you know, playing on the football team or cheerleading or in the band or on the, you know, dance team or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of kids doing something involved around those games. So to you, what is it that makes like playing at football games special as you get ready to do that for the first time this season Friday?
I just enjoy being the student section and just kind of bringing the pep to the atmosphere, because if the football team didn't have a marching band there, the games would have a whole lot less excitement coming from the stands. So I just think being able to bring all the positive energy to every game, that's what I look forward to.
All right, can you give us a little bit of a preview on what type of music you'll be playing, especially at halftime on Friday?
So this year we'll be playing some more well-known, just kind of like rock tunes, more classical rock for the halftime performances. Everyone should know them, and they're just kind of more laid-back songs.
Okay, and another exciting thing is the new marching band uniforms. I know they'll debut on Friday night at George Pratt Memorial Field against Sherrard. So how do those things look? I'm sure pretty nice condition so far.
They look like they are brand new marching band uniforms that are not 15 years old this time. They do have a slightly new modernistic look to them that I am in favor of compared to the old ones. So I just think being able to get new uniforms on my last year is just, it's a new experience for sure, because those old uniforms, they're on their last life anyways. They're starting to miss pieces and all that. It was time for new ones.
So before we started recording, when we were talking to you today, you were talking about your experience marching with the Monmouth College marching band. Now, I know that's probably a really great experience. So can you walk us through how that relationship with you and them started?
So, yeah, that whole thing started when one of their directors, which is a good friend of Ruggles, who, great guy, by the way, he's my current band director, but it all started when one of his friends from Monmouth came down and gave a listen. He came in and sat and listened in our bands, and he was, at the same time, he was kind of just scouting for people that he would like to have at Monmouth. So it was fortunate enough that me and one of my friends, Raiden Peterson, we both got asked to come down and play for the Monmouth Marching Band last year after the director there came and heard us play. So we kind of got, they discovered us and they gave us the opportunity to go up and play with them.
So out of that experience, like getting to play with a college band, what all do you think you've gained from that? Probably a lot, I would think, both in terms of being a trumpet player, but also probably just like kind of personally, you've probably grown playing with that too. So just a little bit about that.
I've definitely gained a lot of endurance because their band camp is 12 hours a day for a week straight. Wow. So that's a lot more than the high school level, or at least what I'm used to. But playing at the college, it's kind of made me realize that everyone's coming from a different place there, and they're all at different levels. All 50 of the kids in their marching band are at completely different levels of musicality. So it's kind of interesting being able to go up there and play and not, I mean, I still fit in because everyone was at a different level of how well they could play.
Right. So do you think this has maybe encouraged you to continue wanting to play collegiately in terms of music, or have you not made a decision like that yet?
It definitely has influenced me because this is my second year doing the marching band up there, and I love the environment up there and that I'm already such a big part of it, even though I still don't attend the college yet.
Okay, so as we wrap up with Dylan Murray, he told me his first class he's got is choir this morning. We're talking at him just around 7:30 on Wednesday morning. So obviously when you talk about, you know, what you've been doing in terms of, you know, playing the trumpet and then that you take choir, you must have a passion for music. So where do you think that kind of comes from for you?
For me, I would just have to say the passion for music. I didn't want to do an art or study hall in sixth grade, so I just did band and choir, and I just kind of floated through them up until my freshman year. When we started to do fun stuff at the high school level, I really started to get into the music more and realize this is not a bad thing to be doing at all, and my passion just kind of sparked a few years ago.
Awesome. Well, that's Mercer County High School senior Dylan Marr, a trumpet player in the Golden Eagle Marching Band, which again will open its season on Friday night at George Pratt Memorial Field as part of Mercer County's home football game with Sherrard. Dylan, thanks for taking some time to talk with us this morning, sir. Have a good one.
You too, man.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.